Chapter 5. Identity restored through love. When the prodigal son recognized his condition, he made a critical decision. He chose to return to his father. Yet even in that decision, guilt and shame shaped his thinking. Luke chapter 15 verse 21 records his confession. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." His words reveal that although his direction had changed, his understanding of his identity had not yet been restored. His guilt could delay his return, but it could never cancel his identity. Guilt has the power to stop people from moving forward even after repentance. Pain, regret, and self-condemnation often whisper that restoration must be earned rather than received. The prodigal could have remained in the far country, trapped by shame, but Scripture says he came to himself. God desires his people to be in their right mind, not ruled by guilt, fear, or accusation. The Apostle Paul addressed this battle of the mind when he taught that spiritual warfare often occurs in thoughts and beliefs. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 declares, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." These strongholds are patterns of thinking that oppose truth. The prodigal's belief that he was no longer worthy was one such stronghold. The father's compassion reveals true identity. Luke chapter 15 verse 20 reveals the heart of the father. "But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him." The father did not wait for an explanation. He did not demand proof of repentance. He responded with compassion before the son could finish his confession. This moment reveals the nature of God's love. Restoration begins with the father, not with human effort. The son had left on his own, yet the father was watching for his return. This demonstrates that identity is not revoked by failure. Even distance does not remove sonship. Identity is restored through authority and relationship. The father's response went beyond forgiveness. He restored identity through action. Luke chapter 15 verses 22-24 records the father's commands: "Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet." Each item carried meaning. The robe represented restored identity. The ring symbolized authority and belonging. The shoes signified freedom and sonship, not servanthood. The father declared, "For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found." The son's condition had changed not because he earned restoration, but because he returned to relationship. Identity was re-established before responsibility was discussed. Interestingly, even the older son, who remained with the father, struggled with identity. He measured relationship by performance and grew resentful when grace was extended freely. This reveals a critical truth: proximity to the father does not guarantee understanding identity. One can remain in the house and still live as a servant rather than a son. Earning love versus receiving love. At the heart of this parable is a tension many believers experience: the struggle between earning love and receiving it. Some people relate to God through performance, believing they must work, serve, or suffer to deserve acceptance. Others struggle to simply receive love without conditions. Both struggles reveal misunderstandings of identity. Scripture teaches that God's love is received, not earned. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 declares, "We love him because he first loved us." Love originates with God. When believers attempt to earn love, they often live under pressure, fear of failure, or comparison. When love is received, obedience flows from gratitude rather than obligation. Discussion and reflection: receiving love or earning love. This portion of the lesson is designed to engage the heart and mind. It can be used individually or in a group setting. If you are reading alone, take time to reflect honestly and write your responses. If you are in a group, divide into smaller groups of 3 to 4 people and discuss openly. Discussion. Question. How have you personally struggled with earning love rather than receiving it? Consider the following as you reflect or discuss. Do you relate more to the prodigal son who felt unworthy to receive love, or to the older son who believed love must be earned through faithfulness and work? How has this mindset affected your relationship with God? What does receiving unconditional love look like in your daily walk with Christ? As you discuss, recognize that many people find it easier to believe in love when they have done something to deserve it. Yet Scripture reveals that God's love is unconditional, much like the love a parent has for a child. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 reminds us, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Love was given before change occurred. The parable of the prodigal son teaches that identity is restored through relationship, not performance. Whether a believer has wandered far or remained close but misunderstood grace, the invitation is the same. Return to the Father and receive what he freely gives. Knowing identity means knowing this truth deeply: you are loved because you are his. Group. Reflections: earning love versus receiving love. Several groups reflected deeply on the question of whether love must be earned or simply received. One group shared that a heart of thankfulness changes how love is given and received. They observed that when a person is grateful, love flows freely. However, the rest of the group admitted they struggled with receiving love without feeling the need to give something in return. For them, love felt transactional rather than unconditional. Another group emphasized that God's love is not something we work for. They noted that Scripture teaches God loved us before we ever chose him. His love is unconditional and not based on performance. They pointed out that we do not have to preach, serve, or prove ourselves to earn God's love. God already loved us before we did anything right or wrong. One participant referenced the well-known scripture, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son," John chapter 3 verse 16, and posed an important question to the group: what did we do to deserve that kind of love? The conclusion was clear: nothing. God's love was given freely, not earned through works, titles, or spiritual achievements. Another group expressed that they had come to understand they did not need to be worthy in order to receive God's love. They acknowledged that they could not conquer or earn God's love, because it had already been given without conditions. This realization brought a sense of relief and freedom. One group shared a more personal reflection. They recognized that growing up, many of them felt the need to please their parents in order to receive approval. Over time, this shaped how they related to others and even to God. Because love once felt conditional, they struggled to believe they could receive love freely. This pattern, they admitted, still affects their relationships today. The discussion concluded with a shared understanding that God desires to go deeper into the heart to heal these struggles. When identity is unclear, people tend to strive, force outcomes, and attempt to make things happen in their own strength. But God is calling his people to rest in his love. Listen to the Holy Spirit, obey his word, and trust the process. When identity is rooted in Christ, striving gives way to peace, and love is no longer something to be earned, but something to be received.